That was a close call. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Just 2 weeks ago, the Secretary of Defense did not like the idea.
Let's just call a spade a spade. A no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya.
Just 2 weeks ago, the Secretary of State warned that the rebels we'd be helping in Libya aren't exactly a bunch of Thomas Jeffersons.
Many of the Al-Qaeda activists in Afghanistan and later in Iraq came from eastern Libya, which is now the so-called free area of Libya.
And the Arab League was definitely against a no-fly zone. But then Senator Lieberman rose to speak.
If we don't do this, I fear that this Arab Spring will turn to winter.
And Senator McCain rose to speak.
The United States of America must lead.
And then the Arab League said, now we support a no-fly zone. And yesterday, the UN approved the use of all necessary force to protect civilians from civil war. To which Libya today said, war? What war?
Libya has decided an immediate ceasefire.
We lucked out on that one because we don't have the money for a no-fly zone. A no-fly zone costs $300 million a week, $600 million for 2 weeks. And as you know, the House held a special vote to cut NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because we couldn't afford the $420 million a year that costs. Lucky for us, Gaddafi doesn't follow the news. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.